entangled in your sweaty embrace, lying in what remains of the bed where we did battle. Sheets twisted beyond all recognition and duvet thrown to the floor. The lamp in the corner we toppled to the wooden floor, its blinking on and off in spasms, collateral damage of our most recent skirmish. I feel your hand around my back, holding my trembling body, cradling it to your arms, sustaining it with heat and reassurance as I shake. My head rests on your chest, limp and weary after overpowering your defenses. The heavy thud of your heart rings in my ear, sounding like war drums, slowing down after a great victory. My hand holds the back of your head, running my fingers gently over your scalp. We look into each other's eyes with tenderness and adoration. Love. Yes, we are allies now. Of course, secretly, we were always on the same side. The battle began this morning. It was all in the way you looked at me before you left for work. It was my day off, and I wore my robe and nothing else. Although we'd had breakfast together, you still looked hungry. And I made it my mission to tease you, opening my robe, revealing just enough of my thigh and cleavage to leave an impression on you. I was certain you'd take me there and then, if only you didn't have to go to work. Your reluctance to leave made me smile. I admit, I teased you mercilessly during the day, sending you quick text messages while you were at work, describing how little I was wearing, writing suggestive puns about how I couldn't wait for you to come home tonight, calling you up on your lunch hour and whispering in your ear how badly I wanted you home so you could use me. Then I told you all the ways I would enjoy you using me. Sideways, 69, from behind, against a wall, anything, as long as you came and came hard. And then the final assault. I sent you a picture of me in your favorite lingerie. That black corset. Yeah. The black corset with the black lace panties, and my hair was up. I could imagine you wound up tighter than a drum at work, just fit to burst. Just the way I like it. So when you came home, well, there was little chance that you wouldn't be in attack mode. But just to be sure, I sat on the couch reading a softcover book. Naked. My opening gambit. When you slammed the door shut and stalked towards me, I kept my eyes on the book, with a little smile playing on my lips. You growled at me about how I had driven you mad with all the teasing, all the texts, and that picture. And all the time, I carried on reading with that little smile. You got more and more worked up, demanding I stop reading and look at you and let you see more of my body. Oh, no. If you want to make this conquest, you take the first step, my darling. The final straw came when I deliberately licked my finger and used it to turn the page. You dashed the book to the ground, grabbed me by the shoulders, and kissed me. Oh, fuck how you kissed me. Your tongue thrashing around, pushing against mine, your hands on my shoulders, pulling me into your wild embrace. Locked into passion for almost a minute, and then you pulled away. I saw in your eyes. You were ready for war. Still smiling, my own eyes full of lust, I whispered the first words in my war chant. Take me. You grabbed me roughly and kissed me, running your tongue wildly against mine, and letting your teeth bite the skin of my neck. I tore at your clothes and ran my hands over your shoulders and chest and felt your hands grope my breasts. I pulled your head back and then started to lick and bite your neck and chest, and you moaned with pleasure as I tantalized your nipples with my tongue. I grinned. This is all too easy, I thought. I'll conquer you. My hands fumbled with that damn belt of yours, but thankfully you helped me, and before I knew it, you had stepped out of your trousers and stood there with your huge erection. I worked my way back up your chest to your lips. Another kiss. This one so powerful, I briefly saw stars before I could gasp the next words in my war chant. Use me. You snarled at me with mad lust in your eyes, and I felt a wave of excitement. You grabbed me at the shoulders and hips and spun me around to face the sofa. My heart started to beat double time, and I couldn't help but smile as you pushed me. My hands and arms stretched out to grab the back of the sofa, my knees on the cushions, my thighs open. You came up behind me, started to bite and lick my shoulder, my back, my ass. I felt lightheaded, my brain drowning in endorphins, feeling so wanted, so desired. And then I felt your hot, wet tongue on my clit, and I shuddered with pleasure. Oh, I moaned. I often moan when we're together, sometimes to encourage you, sometimes because I like the sound I'm making. Sometimes because you just drive me wild. And sometimes because you are making me so damned horny, I can't stand it. I feel like my body is going to explode, so I have to moan, groan, whimper, scream, anything to keep myself from passing out with pleasure. This was one of those moments. As your tongue flicked back and forth over my clit, I moaned with a primal urge, with a desire to be used as your fuck toy. Suddenly, the battle didn't seem so decisive after all. My head fell limp as my limbs started to shake. It was all I could do to hang onto the sofa, and then you started stabbing at my pussy with the end of your tongue. Oh, fuck, I threw my head back with lust in heat, and I shouted at you to continue. You did, dabbing your tongue into my clit and sending ripples of heat and pleasure through my body. Oh, I felt those ripples turn into waves, and they increased in ferocity as you licked and sucked and gently nipped my clit. I started panting, shouting, begging. And then you stopped. I screamed at you to continue. Nothing. I looked back at you with wild eyes, and you were standing, looking down at me with lust, with love, with that smug grin on your face when you know you've got me where you want me. I begged. I beseeched. I pleaded with you. Please, finish me. Finish what you started. And you grabbed me and pulled me upright, turned me to face you and kissed me with passion, with fervor, with lust. I pushed my tongue into your mouth and tasted myself on your tongue. My hands clawed down your back, leaving marks on your body as I tried to grind my pussy against your cock, trying desperately to finish myself off. Then you pushed me away from you. I looked into your eyes with an expression of hurt and confusion. You grinned, and then you pushed me down to my knees, eye level with your cock. Oh, fuck, now it was my turn to grin. I put it to my lips, and you pushed my head about halfway down your length. I ran the flat of my tongue around the girth, round and around. Feeling your balls tighten, I was overwhelmed by that cock. It slid down and down past my mouth and into my throat, and I swallowed a few times, letting my throat muscles massage it. Oh, you drove me crazy with lust, just filling me with your cock. I started to gag and to cough. I came up for air, but I was swiftly back down on your cock, just licking and sucking and swallowing and gagging, coughing and sputtering with your pre-cum gathering at the back of my throat. Your hand dictated the speed and the depth. Somewhere over the sound of slurping, licking, and my heart roaring in my ears, I heard you groaning and moaning, shouting. You let your hands fall away from the back of my head as you got closer and closer, and that's when I got my revenge. In one smooth move, I let your cock fall from my mouth, stood up and grabbed your balls. You yelped, and I purred my pleasure. I looked at you quizzically, raising my eyebrow, letting my eyes say, "Well, what are you going to do about it?" In answer, you grabbed my wrist and dragged me to the bedroom. My repose? Yes. Fuck me. We stumbled into the bedroom, locked in your embrace, our tongues sliding together and my hands fondling your cock and balls while one of your hands was kneading my breast and the other was groping my ass. We knocked over the lamp in the corner trying to find our way to the bed, and once there, the battle began in earnest. You threw me down on the bed, and before I knew what was happening, you had your face buried my cunt and your arms wrapped around the base of my thighs, and you were pulling me so tight to you. You know what that does to me. But then you stopped and you looked at me, and it was my turn. I needed more of that cock in my mouth. You know how I am. Oh, and boy, did I devour you. I just threw myself on you. Ravaged you like a wild animal that hadn't eaten in days. And then I stopped. Oh yeah, this went on for a while. With each power exchange, we became more and more feral, more primal, more desperate. Waves of pleasure flowing from my clit, and they battered against my brain. Oh, I was moaning and saying senseless words. He fucked me from behind, one hand around my throat, choking me, but not too hard. Even in savage war, you always take care of me. You growled in my ear about my sexy body and how much you enjoy using me, how much pleasure I give you as a fuck toy. Your words, your hot breath in my ear, your sheer animal ferocity. Fuck. Oh, they drove me over the edge. I shut my eyes and screamed as you pushed me beyond my limits into pure ecstasy. Oh, I climaxed and I slumped to the bed as orgasm after orgasm shot their way through my body. I vaguely heard you shout out my name to the heavens before firing your cum into my warm, wet pussy. It gave me yet another thrill, and I gasped for air, trying to keep my senses. You fell to the bed beside me. After a few deep breaths, I felt you hugging me to your body and peppering my body with slow, gentle, kind kisses. You ran your hand through my tangled hair and fondled my throat as if it was made of delicate china. I lay in your arms, basking in the sensations of my orgasm, of your side expressions of love, of your touch. I opened my eyes and found that The animal who had waged war on me had been replaced by a saint, a lover beyond all comparison. I started to tremble with exhaustion and emotion, and you pulled me towards you, guided my head to lie on your chest, and stroked my hair and the back of my neck, softly, tenderly, with love. We are too passionate to ever have simply diplomatic relations. This battle is over, but the war will start anew tomorrow. Thankfully. But now, you stir and we look into each other's eyes, and you kiss me tenderly, pull me closer to you, caress me, grip me, and then we make love, not war. And I surrender.